Live from Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Thornton, it's Fantasy Football with Nick and Cecil on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
English in the paint for Denver, throws it up and in. English down the middle, hands to Dunn, now to English, back to Evans, baseline on Trapuka, and English gets his second three-point play. He's a scoring machine.
English,
he is a scoring machine with the prettiest jumper that you ever saw. Nuggets legend Alex English joins us now on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Alex, always good talking basketball with you, and we've got Nuggets basketball tonight against the Suns. With the way that last season ended, can you really call this a revenge game against the Suns?
It's too soon for that. Too soon. They've got probably got about four or five more to play against each other.
Well, when we look at the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray is out. Everything is going to run through the MVP of last year, Nikola Jokic, with guys like Bones Hyland being expected to give play quality minutes. What would you say, as a guy that played in the league for a while, like giving advice to Bones Hyland as he enters into his first regular season as an NBA player?
Oh, he's got to certainly not try to live up to being Jamal Murray, because that's not his game, and so he wouldn't get there. But you just got to come out, you got to relax and realize this is the first game of the season. You're just getting your chops. Be patient with yourself.
It is Alex English, Nuggets legend, joining us, Nick and Cecil on The Fan. And you look at Michael Porter Jr., everyone's expecting that next step. He was paid like he's going to make that next step. What do you want to see from Michael Porter Jr. this year?
Well, I think what the fans want to see is consistency. He's certainly got all the skills. I enjoy watching him play. He's got that next level type of game. And I think the fans probably want to see him be that veteran, be a solid veteran on the floor, and not just scoring and, just playing defense, helping his teammates, being a positive force also.
Now, Will Barton said, earlier this year before training camp even started, that going back to that Phoenix Suns game where, the team was swept, we already know that. But he was like, this team needs to have some type of identity, because he said that, well, this team is not accountable. When you look at this Nuggets team and Michael Malone trying to bring this team along, what do you think is going to take, maybe collectively as a team, or maybe from Nikola Jokic, for them to establish a physical type of identity that they're going to need if they're going to get back to the Western Conference Finals?
Well, I think that, Nikola Jokic is that identity. He's a great big man that passes the ball well. He scores. He's just got to have a supporting cast that supports him. And certainly, he doesn't have Jamal Murray. There's no Jamal Murray on the floor, but all the other guys have to step up. I think that Michael Porter Jr. has the ability to take up some of that scoring that they're going to lack that Jamal Murray would have given them. And then everybody else has got to step up. I'm looking forward to seeing how my homeboy, TJ Dozier, plays, because he's got talent as well, and he's going to be a very important piece. I thought if he had been in the playoffs last year, it would have been a different story.
Alex English joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on The Fan. Alex, my final question for you has to do with Aaron Gordon. You talk about those role players, though, the other guys, because people are saying Nikola Jokic, he can be better than last year. Well, he's MVP last year, so, they don't give out a double MVP, but, okay, he'll be better, he'll start getting more calls, but guys like Aaron Gordon, these guys also need to do more, wouldn't you say?
I agree, and, certainly they paid him to do more, and, he'll feel that pressure, but he should look at it as just being a part of the job that he has to get done, and I think that he can be very big for them, but you still need that guy out front like a Jamal Murray that can, Murray was not just a scorer. He didn't lack confidence. He played solid. He believed in his game, and when he was on the floor, you felt like the Nuggets could win every game they played. They've got to have that type of presence from an Aaron Gordon, And, you know, Jokic is going to come every night. Will Barton, P.J. Dozier, Aaron Gordon, those guys, they have to step up and they have to have that type of confidence as well. That's how you win ball games.
So the NBA is celebrating their 75th anniversary, and they're coming out with this list of top players. And there's always this barbershop debate who was great here and what era. But for you, as a guy that played in the league at a high level for a long period of time, what are some of the traits that a guy needs to possess to be on a list like this?
Say the last part again.
I said, what are some of the traits that a guy needs to have, a player needs to have, to be on the list of some of the NBA's great?
Well, you certainly have to have consistency. You know, you've got to be a player that's had a solid game during a solid career, consistent career. You've got to be a contributor. You've got to make your team better, you know, with the talent that you bring to the game. So, and then you've got to be a good teammate, you know, but you know, that's not always going to work. There are going to probably be guys on the list that weren't good teammates, but I feel that's one of the traits that you have to have.
Well, I tell you what, the list is coming out of tomorrow. There's been some whispers about you being on that list. Say if you're on that list, well, what would that mean for you and your family, and more importantly, the Nuggets organization?
Well, you know, being on the list would be a vindication for not being on the top 50 list. You know, I think that when I finished my career, I was certainly – I felt like I should have been there, but wasn't. And so, you know, it's just vindication. Hall of Fame, was there for me last time. And, you know, I'm just, looking forward, hoping.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a great thing for you, your family, and Nuggets country, as, you know, that list comes out and your name is there. And every time we call upon you on the Nick and Cecil show, I have to say you always answer the call. So once again, thank you for being so given of your time, and I can't wait for that news to break tomorrow.
Well, it's my pleasure, and, you know, Denver is my second home. I enjoy it. I love my time there. And I'm always willing to give time back to it.
But there he is.
And there we have him, Nuggets legend Alex English. Alex, we certainly appreciate your time, and always delivers and always gives us the best information.